Came with Eric Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.
Yep.
The tournament director here at the Troy 50K USTA. And it's a beautiful day today for the semifinals. But some of the challenges throughout the week with the rain, what sleepless nights for you or sleep or long days? And
well, this is our ninth year we've done it, and we've only had 2 days of rain the whole previous 9 years, and this year we had 4.5 days of rain, so it was rough. We 2 days in a row we got the courts ready to go by nine, but it rained and misted, but we caught up, and that's all you can ask for.
I think this is the smallest city hosting an event this size. What are some of the challenges you face, and why do you do it personally?
Well, I mean, we don't have any challenges except when, you know, the weather like we have. But, I mean, I personally do it because, I used to travel with pros. That was my living for about 6-7 years, and this is kind of my fix, you know. And the mayor and the city's really behind it because it brings in, economically, you know, it puts people in our hotels. They eat in our restaurants. Economically, it's good. And, you know, we don't get the biggest crowds, but it's a laid-back place. You know, the players love coming here because it's a college town. They get to hit with my team all the time. It's a cheap place. So it works for everyone.
You think this is a good time of the year to have the event here? What would you prefer? Maybe in the spring would be better?
Well, honestly, and we're going to do it next year. This is a really blue-collar town. Everyone works during the day. And on weekends, they're watching football. We cannot play at night because of our lights. They're not high enough. But we're getting extensions on our top four courts. And next year, we're going to have night matches. And because that's been requested a lot by people to come after work and have dinner. And so I think that'll really help our crowds next year.
And it's the first tournament I've seen where the tournament director's out turns into a ball boy out there. I know you tournament directors sometimes have to do what they have to do. But have you done that before?
Yeah. I get a couple people help me from the city, but I'm pretty much a one-man show, and I don't mind that. I coach both teams here. I like to stay busy, and you know, everyone chips in and helps, and it's a very fun event to put on.
Yeah, the USTA apparently likes having it here, and
they do.
And you do a good job with it, so we appreciate the hospitality and the good weather today.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Eric.